My name's Ryan.
My name's Atticus.
My name's Xavier.
My name's Alex.
And we are FBR.
Hi guys, today we'll be talking about the Battle Pass.
Alright, so first off, to get started with the Battle Pass, the first tier was a skin called Huntress.
No, the Drift.
The Huntress and Drift.
No. Yeah, they're both tier 1 skins. Right? Yeah. So, the Huntress and the Drift are actually both tier 1 skins. And, that's when you got introduced to XP level ups. And so, the Drift was upgradable.
Yeah, and like,
the Huntress was upgradable.
Yeah.
It was a bad skin. And then, tier 6, we have the Gentleman's Dab.
The Huntress was never upgradable. The Huntress was just a Huntress skin.
Yeah.
Drift was the only one that was upgradable.
Mm-hmm. You said that.
Yeah. All right. And so then we had the Gentleman's Dab. That was a good emote. It was like you bowing down and then you would hit a dab.
It's just like
kind of weird, but yeah. Funny. And then we have the Cruiser. In my opinion, it's a decent.
I didn't like it.
If I had to like do a top 5 from the worst glider ever,
I didn't know.
That would be my like top 5 right there. The no other glider. That right there.
And then the uplink, we have the uplink. The uplink, I feel like
it was the bat blink for the
Sledgehammer.
Yeah, that's later in our battle pass. And then we have the balloon mask. That also went with another one in our battle pass.
Really?
We'll get into that later.
But I don't like the noise that it made, though. I didn't like the noise that the balloon made.
We have the lanterns.
It's a float contrail. It's nothing new, really.
Downshift.
I like downshift.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hard. Like the trails that it leaves when they're like going past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
the red line.
It was a girl version of the
Burnout.
Yeah.
Pretty good skin, decent. I think the Burnout's better, though. The Lug Axe. So a lug is basically like a, you use it to fix car wheels.
Yeah.
And then we had the Year Awesome. That was very cool. You hit the splits.
Yeah, I like it.
No.
Yeah, the runic, I think that went very well with the 200 skin.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's...
And then we had the Conquest.
Yeah, I like the Conquest. It was
yeah, and it has, like, those little canoeing thingies in there. It's better.
And it would, like, drip water.
The Calculated.
I like that one.
It's kind of like a Taunton.
Yeah, it is. It's like... Cool. 2 plus 2 is 4.
Yeah. And then...
The Sunstrider.
Sunstrider.
It's like a lifeguard, basically.
Yeah, lifeguard.
Yeah. Actually, she worked at Lazy Lakes, technically.
Technically, yeah. She put us on Nile of Fumon.
And then Loot Lake.
Yeah. You got the rear guard.
That one with the Huntress.
It kind of.
And also did both of them. The Swipe It.
The Swipe It.
One of my favorites.
AKA the Millie Rock. I liked it.
Ah.
One of my favorite dances.
Ice Crystals, I love. That's probably my favorite.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It goes hard.
And then we had the Sledgehammer. That was a back wing that we said when we went to uplink. Sledgehammer, I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't.
And then we got Splashdown. That's like the biggest obnoxious glider I've ever seen.
Yeah, but that
it's the glider for the Sunshine.
Yeah. Top 4 in my worst glider list.
Then we got the Rook.
AKA a teacher, basically.
And Breakdown.
Yeah. Probably my favorite tier.
And then we got the Ragnarok, which you can upgrade.
And when you upgrade it, you can also get the Frozen Shroud. And also, if you did all 7 weeks of challenges, you would get
the Enforcer.
The Enforcer.
AKA the,
And also, we had Rift of Goes added to the game.
Yeah, those
all. And we had the mode called High Stakes.
High Stakes.
Which actually was one of my favorites. I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We had to go get a jewel.
And Yeah, and also you had the pickaxe that you can unlock.
The grappler.
Yeah. Very good mode. I liked it a lot.
When
we come
when
back.
Did they have a sniper?
No, I want to talk about something.
Oh, yeah, they did have
every sniper. When High Stakes came out, this is the first ever skin item shop that had its,
customizable
yes.
Face.
And
they also, did they have a grappler?
Yeah. C4's got removed, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Right around this time,
and
actually.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about the maps. And now we're going to be talking about the map. I was about to say Battle Pass. And so, the map changes. We had Moisty Mike removed and...
Paradise Palms.
And Anarchy Anchors.
And Dusty
Demon. Oh, yeah, Anarchy Anchors got removed and it turned into Lazy Lynx.
Yeah.
And
very lazy.
Oh, the Viking Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this actually... One of the first artifacts that dropped from the season before, they ended right there in that area. That's how that came.
Yeah, like the back of the rocket booster landed in.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Dusty Divot guy's trees.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, the racetrack got added.
Plus, you want to know, Viking Village got added because the rocket from season 4 passed it and left a rift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And no, we got rifts. We got rifts added.
Yeah, we're to go.
And the Stonehead people. Oh yeah, they disappeared. Never mind. The Stoneheads. Stoneheads? You don't remember?
Stoneheads spawned and then you can get the chest.
Oh yeah.
There's one by Tomato.
There's one in like the middle of like.
One was on a lake, a mountain with a car on its head. One was from the Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah. And then we had one in like the middle of Dusty.
Season 7 predictions.
And that's
we had Dusty Divot's trees.
What? Are you gonna get places?
Dusty Divot went abandoned, and then we also
this is an out.
We also got Tomato Temple.
Yeah, and that's all we have for the map changes. And this is our last episode, but stay tuned for more episodes.
Eventually. Just in case.